So the first of charity is to shun evils as sins against the Lord. If we're not shunning evils as sins against the Lord, so we're not looking to the Lord, then everything else we do is going to be suspect, so far as self is going to be involved. And I think that's what's actually being pointed out in this change of state here. So there was Joseph was remembered. So there is a state, which is the end of the Genesis series, where there's a consciousness of Joseph, and that's to the fore, and there's a whole process of organization and setting things up and putting things in place. And then there's the death of Joseph, his brethren, and that generation, which is an indrawing of what is more interior, a removal from awareness. And so what that removal from awareness is like in the transitional state is when what has served up to that point no longer has the same meaning for us. So then we start looking for meaning in some other way. And through that process, what starts to happen is that there's a multiplication of truths, but there's more of self involved in that process at that stage, because Joseph has been indrawn. And the reason for that is to expose what is termed an infestation and Pharaoh and everything else that flows along with that. So it's like another level of establishment. It's about the establishment of the spiritual church right down at that Egypt level. And there are certain things that need cleaning up. Like one of the things in this reading was, is that you cannot escape purification if you want to go to heaven. That's clear. And so you sort of think, well, what is that about? You know, so far as the way I experience thing is that as your grasp of truths grow, so does your ability to discriminate what is opposed. So the infestation isn't something new that's sort of just come about. What's described as an infestation is a revealing of what is there, and that revealing occurs in conjunction with truths being multiplied because greater light can be shed on what is and what isn't of the Lord. That ability to discriminate in that way is of the spiritual church. It's an understanding-based form of discrimination that's starting to occur there. And of course, the idea of charity or love of the neighbor, which is the love of the spiritual church, is a love for truths because of what they can affect so far as teaching us what good is. Because we don't know what good is. Because if we go by what feels good, we're often left in something that isn't actually good. So truths are needed. And part of this is revealed through Pharaoh willing to have the daughters live, but the sons have to die. So what is of the affectional side of things, the delightful part, the part that feels good? Yeah, happy for that to live. But so far as truths pointing out that there's a problem here, no, don't want any of that. So it's kind of the state of good without truth that's wanted. And of course, what happens is that when you move into a state of good without truth, and this is so prevalent in our society today, is what ends up becoming truth is opinion. And it's not actually tied back to anything. And so it's like shifting sand. There's nothing to ground it. Because we don't want to hear the truths, we just want what feels good. Hence the need for a discipline and a practice to keep it bringing us back to the importance of the Word. You know, the Word provides everything that's needed for the new mind, for the new man. Every level of the Word is to infill every level of the human mind so that we can be drawn out of our identification with that self that the love of self and the love of the world has given us, and be implanted in that self, the heavenly proprium that the Lord provides by means of the Word. There's no other way, because He is the Word. The Lord is the heavenly proprium, because the heavenly proprium is what is good and true. And that's what brings fulfillment. You know, all the things that human beings seek are to be found there. It's just the challenge is getting beyond the love of self. the love of ourself, the love of being an autonomous, independent being, separate from anyone and everything. This is the challenge that the Lord has in terms of drawing us back into connection with Himself. The process involves the development of a new understanding and a new will. And the only way a new will can be developed is if we're willing to work from our understanding of truth. It's self-compulsion. So the spiritual church is in self-compulsion. And the very fact that you have to compel yourself tells you there is something else that doesn't want it. So that is what gets slowly reduced in terms of influence through this work. And it's going to be a continual thing. I mean, you know, it talks about the fact that these are continual states. And the idea of little happens in this world, what that reminds me of is the mustard seed. When we are freed from those more external elements, then what is more interior expands. That's the extension that's being spoken about. So even though we may struggle and it may not look like we're making much progress or any of that, just remember in logopraxis, one of the aphorisms is that we aren't looking to outcomes. We live in what's presented in the moment, and the Lord takes care of the rest. So we can rest assured that that is the case, because at the end of the day, it is His work. He's the one doing the fighting. It just feels as if it is us. And that's how the mercy of the Lord works, to be able to bring us into a place where we can experience peace, joy, harmony, a sense of being integrated, finally, you know, all of that.